You, my friend, are so not the usual leader. And neither am I. We don't think outside the box. Hell, we blow the box up. Welcome to People First, Profits Second, a podcast about leadership excellence for rebels and badass leaders. I'm your host, Charlene Norman. You are now tuned in to provocative and unfiltered wisdom, the likes of which you've probably not yet heard in the mainstream. Everything you will hear, I promise, works. Even the swearing. Yep. You want to make more of an impact, right? Give me your ears and an open mind. I will give you stories, evidence, and proof. So come on in. Let's get started. Happy New Year, rebels and badass leaders. Gosh, I hope you were able to grab a few days off. I'm doing something a little bit different, mainly because I promised you I would have the next episode of the podcast for tomorrow, January 3rd. And frankly, just before Christmas, hubby was in a freak snowstorm, drove across several lanes of busy highway, and plowed my car into the guardrail. So the good news is he did not have a scrape on him. The bad news is the insurance company declared the car a write-off. So we embarked on Christmas, New Year's, plus the wonderful road of buying a new vehicle. And I am not as up-to-date as I would like to be. Hey, are you like me right now and simply deleting any and all emails which seems to pummel us with the message, make 2020 your best year ever. Spend gobs of money with me. Yeah, I know. It's really frustrating, isn't it? Okay, so let's have a serious conversation. A friend of mine shared something after Christmas about the five things we all need to remember. So I'm not going to claim that the thought behind this is original, but it's my spin on his categories. He shared five things that I think are perfect to start this new year and this new decade. Ready? Number one, as a great leader, don't ask permission. Because you have ideas and others don't. You see opportunities, so many don't. Great leaders never, ever use the words, may I or would you? No. Great leaders go ahead and make it happen. So this year, don't overanalyze and get all caught up in your head. Remember that old phrase, analysis paralysis? Yeah, it's real. Great leaders take a chance, follow it, and see what happens. The absolute worst case scenario is you beg for forgiveness after the fact. Number two. Great leaders are odd. We need odd today because there's just too much sameness in the way we look, we think, we argue, we market, we produce, and we lead. And it's all so painfully dull. Dull loses attention, and lack of attention means you never get noticed and you never get results. Because never being noticed means you always lose. You, my friend, are different. So let your positive quirks shine brightly. Why? Because to your team, they prove you are a real, messy, non-perfect human being. But secondly, and most importantly, they make you endearing and memorable to your particular tribe of people. And being memorable is the name of the game, more so today than at any other time. Number three, great leaders stay home. No, I don't mean you stay home in your pajamas, in your living room. What I'm referring to is over the last 20 years, we have all learned how to play on the web. It's great fun to network in social media. It's awesome to explore Mr. and Dr. Google. And it's delightful to dump our opinions on strangers. halfway around the world. And then, of course, is our amazing ability to buy dirt cheap products made someplace else and then have them delivered right to our doors at lightning speed. There's a problem with this. You know that I believe business is personal. Well, so too is life. And the problem is, unfortunately, too many of us have gotten out of the life habit. Talking, laughing with, sharing a meal with real people, like our families, our friends, our neighbors, and our communities. They are real people who live and work and play. Most of them within a 10 to 25 mile radius from our homes. And they too need acknowledgement. Maybe they need a job. Maybe some need more business. Or maybe some just a kind gesture, like an ear and a hug. You, oh great leader, will win more times than not when you focus your efforts closer to home. Number four, all great leaders are sincere. It seems today that snark is the one thing we have in spades. Sometimes we call it sarcasm, sometimes irony, occasionally just plain bullying. Well, just because everyone else appears to be better than you, sounds wittier and smarter, or in some ways, or many ways, makes you distrust that you actually measure up. That's in your head. Remember, when you are sincerely yourself, you stand out and stand apart. You make others take notice of you. So please remember that good leaders never cover up good impulses. They spread them around lavishly. And the last one is number five. Great leaders stop competing. Now, you might think this sounds a little silly, but for far too many of us, we were raised, taught, and then pushed into believing that the ultimate goal is always competition. That there is a race to nab the customers, the market share, the power, and the cash. So we all see today that we have reached the point where these things only help a few and hinder the many, right? You exist. I exist. We all exist to make a generous and lasting impact in and on our worlds. Our teams, our customers, market share, power, and cash. Listen, those are merely byproducts of our efforts. So stop competing and start obsessing about the impact you want to make or the legacy you want to leave as a great leader. All that other stuff will actually fall into place. Now here's the real sad truth. In 2 months, you and I will forget these five simple things and we'll focus only on the urgent matters of the day. So we'll have lost our 2020 vision. How about right now you jot down those five issues on a piece of paper and keep it in your drawer? Here they are one more time. Don't ask permission. Be odd. Stay home. Be sincere. And stop competing. That's what I have seen in great leaders. And that's what we see today in great leaders. I started a file of stuff to remember for 2020 in order to keep me better focused and committed to my legacy. The first thing I did was I put in all the resolutions that I made last fall. Hey, I don't make resolutions in January. I need to have a running head start for success, so that's why I do them in the fall. But this list of five things is the second thing I put in that file. Remember, I believe in you. I know you can make the impact you want in your world in 2020, and I'm here for you. And if you're like me, you will need a shot of adrenaline to keep you focused and committed. My number is 647-991-8743. My superpower is keeping great leaders like you focused and committed. Happy New Year. The best for 2020 for you. Have a great week. This podcast was brought to you by Bulletproof Consulting. We believe in helping you change your thinking for the better. Imagine the impact you could make with more. Interested in learning how? Look them up at bulletproofconsulting.ca.